Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sans Pants Radio, Australia's dumbest podcast network. Hey, you handsome dickheads. Did you know it's been a year since we tarnished UK soil with our presence? And in celebration of that tarnishing, we've finally been able to salvage the audio from our Git Posh tour and piece together something coherent from all that footage we filmed and slap that all on a USB cassette tape that you can purchase right now from audiobooksontape.com. But that's not all, you beautiful human beings. If you use coupon code DICKHEAD at checkout, you get 10% off the whole damn thing. That's 21 brand new, never heard before unless you were there episodes and a heap of bonus video footage, like Jackson getting his head stuck in Brighton's cheeky chappy. So if that sounds like something you want to consume, just head to audiobooksontape.com and use coupon code DICKHEAD at checkout.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star, where we ask the important questions like, which Disney villain has the dumbest plan?
Okay, so I'm going to put forward Cruella de Vil.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the
Cruel the Evil.
Oh my god.
I know.
Yeah. Hang on, let me see you. So her plan, if those who don't know anything about 101 Dalmatians, those two Dalmatians, Pogo and Perry Winkle or whatever.
Yeah, Pogo and Perry White, the two Dalmatians.
Perry something.
Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Yep. Mm-hmm. They don't actually have 101 Dalmatians like my kid brain thought. They have 15. Anyway.
That would kill an adult female dog.
That's just straight up to that many puppies.
Just popping them out like Maltesers. That body would, she'd die. So yeah. I guess that makes sense. Disney didn't want to display that. I get that.
Understandable.
I did not know that.
Yeah, right?
I just assumed it was 100. Why is it
Think about it for a second. Disney's not going to show a female dog popping out 101 Dalmatians and then dying.
Jackson, I've got some news for you. This movie also doesn't show a dog pop out any amount of Dalmatians. That's fucked
Are
up.
Are you telling not me like... the Disney animes never animated a live puppy boo?
In the animation.
What the fuck?
In the animation, I think she has more puppies. It's the live action.
It's just like, you get the what's her name? I forget. Played by whatever. She's just there with the dog vision being like, come on, it's coming.
Yeah.
It's coming. And you see it all in HD.
It was banned in 100 countries.
That's what's coming to Disney Plus with Emma Stone.
Live dog
this
birth.
Summer.
Mm-hmm. 2021, actually.
Yeah. So her plan is because I think the owner of the Dalmatian is like she's a
fashion. Roger. That's one of the guys.
There. That is.
That's true.
Roger and wife.
So wife Anita.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
We are.
It is startling how much we remember about 101 Dalmatians.
I'm impressed.
What's
anyway,
the dog's
I'm lightheaded.
It's Pogo.
And Periwinkle.
And there's like a P word.
Yeah.
Perjo. Perzo? Pazoo's. No. Anywho.
I want to say Spot, but it's not
That's
Spot.
That's not right
Spot.
At all.
That's a dog. That's the other dog. That's the dog from Spot the dog.
Yeah. Call it Spot, though.
Spot the dog.
Spot. I love Spot. Anyway, that's how I learned how to read on Spot. Anyway.
They didn't do a good job.
Terrible.
Oh, wait, no, that's Jackson.
Go on. So, I would love to hear the Disney villain plan.
So, Anita, she draws like nice little outfits for Cruella de Vil. She loves black and white. She loves stripes. And then one day, Anita's looking at a Dalmatian. She's doing a bit of a doodle. And she's just like, oh, look, I've got a little spotty dress. And then Cruella's like, I need to make a dress out of Dalmatian skin.
Yes.
And
so
then she.
I'm going to stop you there. That's the most fucked up plan for a coat I've ever heard.
Yeah.
It's awesome that she only gets the idea when she sees a drawing of a dotty dress. And she's not like, what about a dress with spots? She's like, what about a dress made of dog?
And not just any dog, the puppies. The smoothest of all the dog, the puppy. I just don't know, you can maybe treat puppy skin, but I don't know. To me, it just seems kind of gross. Like, everyone's like, oh, this is like a mink fur suit. Or this is, oh, look at this, this is a real fox. Someone's like, this is a mutt.
Yeah.
This is a dog.
Hey,
who's impressed?
Dogs I killed.
No one's impressed
if
by
I,
that.
This is a question that I was asking earlier. Say I came into the studio in a brand new dog skin coat. Okay, now assuming your respect starts for me at 10.
Yes.
Okay, so that's a big assumption. Let's honestly say our respect for you starts at a 3.
Okay.
Hey, we don't have a scale. It could be 10 out of 100.
Yeah, you don't know.
Let's say it's 10.
A 3.
Okay, and I come in wearing a dog skin jacket that makes me look fly as hell. How much have you dropped or possibly raised? I'm willing to accept that as a possibility.
Yeah, I'm glad you're happy to accept the impossible as a possibility.
Yeah.
Do we know it's dog straight away?
Yeah, I come in and I say, guess who got dog?
Like that?
Yes.
I'm confused at first. Unless, is it raining or is it dry that day?
It's dry. It's okay. Sunny.
Okay, that's all
I'm
right.
I'm sweating. Dog doesn't breathe. Okay, I come in.
Also,
say,
another
dog doesn't breathe.
Another thing about the dog suit or the dog jacket is like, imagine getting caught in the rain and that smell of wet dog, and now it's all on you. But now just sweat. Okay. So it's wet dog mixed and with sweat.
Okay,
sweat dog.
New scenario: I come in and it has been raining, but I don't announce it, and I just sit down and you smell wet dog and notice my new jacket, and you're like, "Have I put two and two together?"
Is that dog hair?
Is Jack's? And I'm like. Yes.
My respect plummets.
I was already so low.
Yeah, so we're probably sitting out at like a negative 11 or 12.
Look, I'm like, okay, he made a choice. Weirdly, my question would be, how much did you pay?
Uh-huh.
And what if you... No, because
I would say you can't put a price on a jacket like this.
You can only put a price on your soul by doing that. The devil's coming for you.
No, look, Zamet's to be honest,
remains a 10.
I think I do, because I'm just like...
King of the world.
We do. I own a leather jacket.
Yeah, what's the difference? Eat a dog. Who gives a shit? God is dead.
Yeah, so look, maybe you would say, maybe a 9, maybe an 8.
I'll take that. Such a little drop. I don't even mind.
You could have just had like a leather.
Mm-hmm. I would have been like, did you... I would have had more questions.
Please,
that would
really. I've got answers.
So, okay, so you've said this is a dog jacket.
Let's just say a dog jacket. Yeah, I announce it like that.
Yeah.
I've got a new way of talking.
Yeah, I figured. You're like, okay. What if I'm Oprah? He's very
proud of his new acquire. Yeah, so I'm like,
why are you talking like that? Also,
I'm like, I watched 24 hours of Oprah back to back.
Whilst this jacket was being created for me.
Yeah. Did you commission this?
Yeah,
I commissioned it,
the dog.
And I chose the dog. And then while I was waiting, all they had on the little TV was Oprah DVDs.
Maybe a three. It's a 3 now.
But I watched them and it took 24 hours.
Is it made of one dog or have you picked a litter of dogs?
It's a litter because one dog's not enough.
Okay, so you have picked a litter of dogs knowing that they've all been killed. Mm-hmm. To make a jacket that's presumably disgusting.
It's just like wearing calf, dude.
At what level of respect do you have to call the cops at someone? At 0?
Yeah.
Is 0 that's... calling the cops?
Dude's just at negative 11. He should have killed me.
He shot you.
Yeah. Hey, I got a dog jacket. Bang! Guys, you got to get... Everyone's like, we get it, dude.
It's funny because I said I started at a 3, but 0's calling the cops. I was already so close.
Yeah. Like in theory, seconds I'm just like, away. Hey, you know, what's the difference if you're wearing a leather jacket, this kind
Walls
of leather
in the
boots?
Background, you've gone, I'm just like, get out of the way, Simon! I'm going to do what we needed to do 8 years ago. I'm going to shoot Jackson in the head.
Be my guest.
I'm going to wear my new Jackson coat. And then, okay, so let's just say hypothetically your respect for me starts at a 10.
Yeah.
You've watched me shoot Jackson, uh-huh. And then the next week I come in wearing a man jacket.
I'm like, it's crazy none of us called the cops when our good friend Jack got shot in the back of the head. But man, are you looking fly in that jacket?
You drive here? Stopping at a service station to get gas. Somebody giving you a look. Give him a little wave.
It's man.
Anybody else imagining it's got a hood that is my head?
It's like the jaw just...
My face, like,
I was imagining your beard, like, sitting, like, under my hair. So it's like,
that's so bad.
Powerful. The service station man loved it.
Yeah, Taylor, that's 20.
Yeah, I started it. I made a 20. Wow. That's incredible.
I'm going. Guess who was man now?
Hey, watch that.
24 hours.
Yeah, man. I went to the same place channel. Jackson.
Yeah, yeah, that's all they got on. So Cruella DeVil.
So she's like, I want this puppy. I want a spotted jacket made of puppy. Mm-hmm. Like, first off, it's like you can get many like spotted jackets in black and white that aren't puppy.
Yeah.
That'd be easier to acquire. Again, you know what else is spotted and we often kill for clothing?
Cows.
All right.
What?
I don't know why Jaguar has the same spots a Dalmatian does, whereas a cow's like a big splodge.
That's true. I mean, yes, you're not wrong.
Now it's funny to imagine, like, so like the same way that you get like a cowhide rug, but there's a jacket. That's a yuck jacket. A puppy jacket also looks bad.
Is anybody else imagining the puppy jacket like puppy, like a bearskin rug where they're like that, but several puppies sewn together in that shape?
Yeah.
No. So it's obviously made of puppies.
I'm imagining the one that you see. In the movie.
I don't think she makes that out of... Oh, the drawing.
Yes.
I was like, the movie doesn't end with her succeeding.
bold new direction that the 2021 film is going.
Can we figure out how many puppies it would take?
101.
Oh, well, excuse me.
That's why, because in the sequel, which, you know, it's 102 because she needs an extra one for the hood.
That doesn't seem like enough puppy for a whole hood.
Stretch that's a thin hood.
Oh, like, no, that's fair. I guess if it's just for fashion.
So, yeah, so her plan is like, yes, okay, even if it's a dumb idea to be like, I want to wear puppy. Let's be like, all right, you're wearing puppy.
Cool.
She's like, one of my employees or good confidants or friends, they've got puppies that I want to steal. Anita.
Mm-hmm.
And so she dog naps them because they refuse to sell.
Mm-hmm.
They go to Scotland Yard.
Yep. Right.
And Scotland Yard can't, like, either A, can't solve this puzzle, or B, like, we have murders. What?
If I was Scotland Yard, I would be like, you're telling me a fake story. Nobody owns that many dogs. Swam.
So, yeah.
15 dogs. 15!
15!
You and your husband or boyfriend 15. Or partner or housemate, don't know the relationship, can't remember, own 15 dogs.
15 dogs? 15 dogs? Why, you live in a mansion,
do you? Oh, no, not a mansion. A bloody regular house.
A bloody what? A flat. A flat with 15 dogs.
15 fucking dogs.
Didn't realise I was chatting in a quaid.
Oh, boy. Oh, you're making a lovely jacket out of corgis, aren't they? Oh,
boys, Greg, get out of here. 15 fucking dogs.
Do you want to tell him how many dogs you claim to own? 15.
Sorry, that's not including the father and mother of the dog.
Oh!
17! Like 17 dogs!
You better turn around and walk away before I shoot you in the head.
Fuck off. Slam. So, it's a Cruella DeVil.
This is the UK. I don't have a gun, but I will illegally obtain a gun, come back, and shoot you in the fucking head.
I will chase you with my baton like it was Benny Hill, but it will end with your murder.
Oh. Greg, play the music! Play the music!
Man, Benny Hill, but there's a chance you'll die. Scary ass.
chance. This man was hell bent.
He wanted it.
He
so
was
yes.
upset.
So, the fact of the matter is, don't lie to cops in the UK. Bobbies.
So Cruella DeVil, she's like, all right, I want to get, I steal these, she gets two lackeys. Yep. I forget their names, maybe Dexter.
Buster
who knows?
And James.
Buster and James. She's like, all right, gets those 15
Buster
puppies.
Buster and Jones.
Yeah.
Buster and Jones. So Buster and Jones, they steal these 15 puppies. They go somewhere cold. I forget where, but it's snowing.
Probably
and
Scotland.
She's also acquired another 84 Dalmatians.
Okay.
And then there's this whole big like rigmarole, and she's like, all right, we've got to do this. And then she's like, we need to kill these puppies now before the cops find out.
Yes.
And that's when the puppies have their major escape. Now, several things I want to say why this plan is dumb. One, because she sends, you know, Bubsy and Jones to do it.
Yeah.
I mean, look, drowning a dog, especially a puppy, seems to be easy. And I'm guessing Cruella could do it herself.
I feel like if you secondly, got 101 Dalmatians and just left them, they'd die.
Especially as puppies.
Or you'd end up with one really strong Dalmatian.
A strong fat one.
You open the door and a big fat Dalmatian's like, you're like, the bad version of this happened. The bad version of this.
That's going to be the
two
best
outcomes. This is the worst of those two.
Dead. Mauled.
She stole a bunch of puppies when she could have easily gone to, I don't know, the pound?
Yeah. Well, they wouldn't be Dalmatian puppies from the pound.
I guess.
And also the pound won't let you adopt 101 dogs.
Yeah, that's
101 fucking dogs.
Fuck, what are you, the queen? And the same thing happened.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry, your majesty. 101 fucking dogs.
Get out before I shoot you.
We only have dog tranks here, but I will shoot enough of you. But you will die. That is my word to you.
Greg, play the music.
Darts going everywhere. Intense.
So,
yeah.
This is very dumb because there are either better ways of acquiring those dogs and making sure they don't escape.
Breeding dogs is a thing you could do.
Breeding dogs you could do.
You can go to the shop and buy a jacket.
Yeah, you could just buy a jacket. Again, you could just get a nice leather jacket. You could do it out of synthetic.
Here's my question.
You could do so many things.
My question about Cruella de Vil. Okay, so she had, she got the 15 puppies.
And then 84.
84. Yes. Now those 84 puppies, were they also pets? Or did she get them from a dog breeder and then out of fury and spite got Anita's puppies to prove a point?
I think it was out of a bit of spite because she kind of missed her at work and hated Roger.
In the thing, she does hate Roger. But she's like, I would like to buy your puppies. And both Roger and Anita are like, this woman's going to kill our puppies.
Yeah.
And either eat them like she's got a good face for eating rats, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Dangling a puppy into it.
How good's the song Cruella de Vil, though?
Cruella de Vil. Cruella de Vil. Well, if she doesn't eat rats, nobody will. That's how it becomes Santa Claus is coming to town.
Cruella's gonna eat some rats.
It's not a clever plan. And also, like, I'm trying to imagine I guess it was like the 40s? I don't know when it's set.
Mm.
But imagine, what, 60s?
That's just funny if you know. I don't know when it's set. I don't know, the 40s. Just...
War's happening, Cruella.
Don't know where a war is.
101 fucking puppies. I'm shooting Germans.
Hitler's
the Blitz is happening, Cruella.
Hitler's at the door, Cruella. And you're worrying about puppies?
Set in the UK?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, just checking.
No, I think it might be set in the 60s, actually.
Yeah.
But
what the fuck's happening, Cruella? Hippies!
Jimi Hendrix has set his guitar on fire.
There's so many more important things happening. But I feel like, so imagine on the fashion scene, 1963, Cruella de Vil comes out. She's like, my new coat. And everyone's like, that is made of dog.
Everyone's like, interesting. What's it made of? And she ain't going to hide it either.
Dog, darling.
Dog.
And everyone's like, yuck, you're fired. I don't know if we can do that. You're out.
Yeah.
She would get 1960s cancelled.
Yeah. Again, the idea of like, oh, it's a mink coat. It's kind of like, oh, fancy because cruel happened.
We live.
This is like... too far on the cruel.
Yeah. There's scale. A distinction about what furs you can wear. No, some people want no furs, but very few people are like pets. You know what I mean?
Well, no one comes out and like, look at my parrot suit.
Counterpoint is the 60s a time where, so in pop culture and like movies that have dated poorly have taught me this. Dogs and cats, like pets being killed, was played for slapstick comedy. A good example of that is like the Vacation series, which I'm aware is not set in
Boondock
the 60s.
Boondock Saints, also not set in the 60s or 70s.
Or a comedy?
Or a comedy.
Yeah.
Okay. So maybe that was a period of time where people were like, wow, he killed 100 dogs.
So if she'd been like, they're like, what's your coat made out of? And she'd be like, dog. Everybody'd be like, oh, great joke.
Dude, good joke. Did you accidentally kill one by setting your fart on fire with a cigarette or something? No, that would have been great.
Just straight.
I'm just happy dogs are dead. Everybody in the 60s. That's a direct quote.
Also, how often could you wear that coat?
Well, like anything in the high-stakes world of fashion, you'd probably wear it for a week and throw it in a bin.
Once.
It seems that she's going to great lengths. She's going to, right, I'm going to commit dog theft, which apparently is still a crime you will report to Scotland Yard in the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
So she's like, I am going to commit this crime. Then we're going to fuck off into somewhere where it's cold and snowing because I'm assuming there they can.
The dogs will freeze to death.
So she's already on the land.
Dalmatians do look fragile.
Well, they're
well, okay, how do you get him? So she puts him in a bag or something, presumably. Yeah. Hit him with a bat.
Just give them one whoop, and then you got a lot of dead Dalmatians.
Go to Scotland.
Because what you want to do there, though, is because you want the integrity.
The
integrity of the fur.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Realistically, you want to drown him because then the fur will be fine.
But then it's wet.
Well, that's a good point. But it's on the body. You just dry him out with a hairdryer.
Wring him out. I don't like this. I don't like this. Respect for me, myself went down.
I'm up to a 10.
Jackson's put himself at 10 out of 100.
That's pretty good.
I think I'm putting myself at a 4 right now.
Out of 100?
Yeah. I don't like this.
Still at the same 80 I started.
So I think it's dumb in that it's kind of like the end result of her plan is a dog jacket that no one's going to be impressed or care about. She's committing a lot of crimes to begin with for simply a jacket.
Yeah, she's committing.
And she's doing it out of spite because she hates someone's husband.
Mm-hmm.
Counterpoint.
Okay.
Fashion world is absolutely cooked and fucked at the best of times. Maybe she gets applauded on a runway for years.
Maybe she's there like incredible. Brave. Avant-garde outfit. Wow, she's changed the game. And then dog skin clothing becomes the norm.
Yeah, well, hey, maybe. It's a tough one to say. I mean, like Jared Leto rocked up to a thing with holding a head or whatever, and everyone was like, brave.
Yeah, that's true.
We love fashion.
That's true. I reckon that there's a chance that it was a brilliant plan. And if she'd been like, and I murdered these dogs for it, everyone would have been like, not only is that a great joke, we're impressed.
Yeah.
And now a quick word from our sponsors.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Also, Plumbing the Death Star is all good and dandy, but did you know we produce a whole mess of other podcasts? Like, maybe you'd rather a podcast where our good friend Mia trawls through all of the weird and no good cartoons she can get her hands on and then makes fun of them with her friends. I was on it just recently, and we talked about the inexplicable Scooby-Doo movie Daphne and Velma. It was no good. And if you want to hear that and more, then head to sanspantsradio.com and search for Cynical Cartoons, our cartoon review show that's far better than it has any right to be.
So, Carla's plan.
Yeah, so how are we thinking on the dumb scale?
What is the dumb scale, Joel Zammett?
From dumb to not dumb.
From
a douche to a Jackson.
This is pretty good.
If you imagine superimposed over us as the scale, it works very well.
Dumb, not dumb.
Yeah.
Sometimes dumb. Yeah. I think that if you... It's a somewhere in between a Zammett and a Jackson.
Yeah.
It's dumb, but it's also very cruel and just violent. So it's more just like a psychopath plan rather than a dumb plan.
Okay.
Just wants like people to suffer, I guess.
I would say it's more maybe in the middle.
Yeah. It's a Zammett on the dumb scale.
Okay. What do you got, JD?
I like the idea of like Disney villain that just has a ridiculous end goal, or an end goal that's achievable but goes about it in a ridiculous way.
Yeah.
Which is why I'm picking Ursula from The Little Mermaid, who plan is to, guess, basically just... She wants to rule the ocean.
Who doesn't?
Hell yeah.
Including crabs. Turning mer people into her garden ornaments. That
yeah,
was
the poor unfortunate souls, the little worm dudes. They're my favorite part of The Little Mermaid.
Help us!
Poor unfortunate souls is also a fucking banger of a song.
Oh, it's great.
I know that it's good, can't remember how it goes. I just know that I know that song and I like it. But step one of her plan is to trick Ariel into thinking that Ariel wants legs in exchange for her voice.
How would you trick me into thinking I want legs, Dusha? Hi, I'm Jackson. I was born with maybe a crab's bottom instead of mermaid legs.
Well, it'd be like tricking
you. I hate your legs. Do you want these legs?
No, yes.
It'd be tricking you into getting a fish tail.
Yeah, that's true.
Hey, you want to go for big swims?
Yes.
Hey,
give me a fish tail already.
No, the easiest way to trick it. Hey, Jackson.
What? Yeah, how you doing?
You ever wanted to fuck a fish?
Yes.
In the sea?
Yes. Anywhere. Hey. Anywhere. Hey. Chop, chop.
You're going to need a fish. Fish legs, and more importantly, a fish cock.
All right, let's do it.
I'll sort that out. One thing, you got to give me your voice.
Okay, I don't
You can't talk underwater anyway.
It'll make me quieter when I orgasm.
To drop big, fat, loaded.
That'll be my face. But with no sound.
That's a...
you've got a good point. It's easy. How funny is it to
look at someone in the face as they pretend into orgasm while I'm imagining them fucking a fish before?
It's great to imagine the Ariel, like Ursula's like, you can have legs. And Ariel's like, what else can I have? And she's like, oh no. Give me an octopus body. It's not really that kind of deal. I want to rule the sea. Yeah.
So in the movie, what happens is she uses Ariel's voice to then trick Prince Eric, who Ariel loves, into marrying her. Uh-huh. And then Arrow gets put under like a curse or something. Uh-huh. Look, the end is a little bit.
But what is so her end goal? Ursula's end goal is to get a beautiful voice because Ariel is a beautiful voice, and then to go to Prince Eric and be like, "I am a beautiful princess," right?
Yep.
And then Prince Eric is like, "Let's get married," and then she rules not the sea but whatever kingdom Prince Eric ruled.
Yeah.
Prince Eric's like, oh, okay, the kingdom is in the shit.
Things, no good.
Crazy as well because she didn't know about Prince Eric until Ariel brought it to her attention. That means Ariel came to her and was like, hey, there's this prince I want to bone. And she was like, that sounds good. Yeah, give me your voice. I'll give you legs. I'm going to fuck him instead.
What's wrong with Ursula's voice?
I don't know. It seemed nice to me.
Yeah. Nice and gravelly a little.
Yeah.
Nice and gravelly. voice.
Well, she was
what kind of like Prince Eric being like, Song of the Siren. No, I get it now. Yeah, no, I want that voice.
With Ursula, though, it was basically that they based her character off Divine, the actress.
Yeah.
Also, car salesman. Mm-hmm. So imagine her using Ariel's voice to sell underwater cars.
It would be great if she's like, I need to get on land and I need to sell Hyundais. Give me your voice quickly, Ariel.
So the movie kind of insinuates that her end plan is in fact just to have the kingdom under the sea, decorate a garden with poor unfortunate souls, et cetera, great song. How does it go?
Yeah.
But really the true end goal, if she had succeeded that, was then to trade the kingdom under the sea for legs to then go on to the land to sell Hyundais.
Yes.
Checking.
That makes a lot of sense.
But what? Just the idea of, sir.
Yeah.
You're both in relationships.
True.
Would you be seduced by someone that you meet out of the blue?
Yeah. On a beach.
The voice.
Oh, right.
Of.
Yes.
Your significant other.
Well, I don't.
You're like, time for me to dump that person.
Well, what I think is crazy is that Ariel's lack of voice like hampers her way more than it should. At no point is she like, does she gesture to Prince Eric and then gesture to the, you know what I mean? Like she never, I guess she doesn't know sign language. It's not like she knows ASL. But like, I just feel like that there's something she could have done to get across to Prince Eric that Ursula stole her voice, you know?
Yeah.
So you wave a bit.
Yeah.
So you're gonna wave a bit and then point to your throat.
I'll be Prince Eric.
Hey, can you talk through this?
So, I was like, is Dusha panicking?
I'm scared.
What's going on? I'll be Prince Eric. Zama can be Ursula as Ariel's voice.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So
what's my goal here?
Well, I guess your goal is to stop Prince Eric from thinking that what I'm saying is true.
Yeah.
But not saying acting.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll do some of these.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know why this crazy broad is confused.
Yeah,
what's going on? Me,
yeah, me,
Prince Eric, this new woman.
Who's this person?
Needs a lozenge.
Yeah, I'm feeling a little bit of
thanks for bringing that to my attention, Ariel.
Thanks,
babe.
Sweetie.
Okay, needs a big hoagie.
Back to the sea you go. Back to the sea he goes.
Excuse me, that is a human woman. What are you saying?
See, mustard.
Ooh. God, I'm good. You know how sometimes we should just, you know, drown people?
It's so great to be like, this is a mermaid. Ooh. I know this seems crazy, but this is a mermaid. Into the sea.
Okay, so what did Ursula end up really like? What? So she just wanted to rule
the sea
and also the...
Was she not, like, if she is a powerful sorceress...
Surely she just could have done it.
Yeah. Could she not just kill Ariel and take her skin?
Yeah.
Like that?
Well, King Triton wouldn't have enjoyed that. Triton.
Yeah.
Aquaman. I don't know. Who fucking knows? No one can remember.
Yeah.
Ocean
No one
Lord.
Has seen movies.
No.
Yeah, no, yeah. It's not the greatest plan. And also, I don't know if Atlantis, is that where they live? A Tritontopia. Yeah. I don't know if it's that good. I don't really know what Ursula gets out of it, really.
Yeah.
At the end of the day.
But even, like, just stealing someone's voice to use it for nefarious purposes, unless those Wait purposes are prank phone calls.
Couldn't she just, like, magic it so her voice sounds nicer? Well, and then kill Ariel?
Surely this ends in, like, Ariel's murder, right?
Right?
I'm fucking pretty now, and I'm going to shoot you in the head.
Boom! Underwater shotgun. Harpoon! Yeah.
That is the underwater shotgun of the sea.
It's true. Prince Eric is a trooper, though, for deal. Like, he never seems confused about what's going on, and I appreciate that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Prince Eric is always just like, this lady can't talk, this lady can't, whatever, welcome to the kingdom. I'm not worried, baby.
Fuck, whatever era I'm from is wild. Yeah. It's either pre or post Woodstock.
I'm just trying to, because
everything is.
Ursula's a very powerful sea witch.
Yeah, she turns herself into Vanessa.
I remember
very specific things, but not all things.
Does she need, like, reagents, certain things to
no,
do
No, it's a contract.
Things?
She's like the devil.
Okay. Yeah. She's a squid devil, octopus lady.
That's very funny. If the devil did that trick to me, but for fish legs, so I could fuck a fish, the ironic punishment bit would be that I wouldn't be near the sea and I'd die on a highway. I'd burn in the sun and then someone would hit me with their car and I'd be covered up by the government.
Oh, no.
One has to assume.
Just like, what have we got here? Oh, my fucking God. So that's just his face.
It's gross.
Is that a fish cock?
Has he been... He wanted to fuck fish, but it didn't work out. They're clever. They're detectives. They
know. What's the reverse of an O face? Because I imagine that's what you're doing. Like, just shame.
An in face. Like...
Like, and you have a sour, like a sour.
Yeah,
lolly.
Like a sourpuss face. I died in the sun instead of making love to a fish.
Making love to a fish. You would have been making love to a fish.
I died in the sun. I didn't get to.
No, but when you get put in the sea, you're not making love to anything. You are fucking its brains out and leaving.
Yeah, you're not cool on that fish.
Yeah, you don't love that it's fish. True. You fuck that fish.
It's going to flop up on the beach and be like, I did it. Ursula changed me back. Mm-hmm. So.
Yes.
Pretty good. Pretty dumb plan.
Yes.
Where do we put it on the scale? What do you reckon?
See, when I went into this, I was like, it's very dumb because stealing someone's voice is stupid as hell. But then I remember prank phone calls.
Yeah,
so,
great point.
Yeah, but it,
crank
it's
Yankers,
like, I'm pretty sure it was in like the 1860s.
Prank yelling.
Prank yelling.
Oh, it's me.
You go up to someone's door. And they're like, what? Just through the keyhole. And you're like, is your refrigerator right? Sorry. Is your ice box working? They're like, who are you? And you're like, ah, and you run away. That's medieval prank phone calls.
Yelling into a castle window.
Hi.
Hey, that voice sounds like that fish lady. Yep.
So what's she even going to do with a voice?
I don't know. It's a dumb plan.
It's a dumb plan.
Squarely, sorely on the Jackson Bailey side
See,
of it.
See, I think the more I think, because I keep getting distracted by the fact she wants to rule the sea.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's fine.
Great.
The plan.
Yeah.
Step one of no plan should start with such a ridiculous step one.
No, absolutely.
Like, step one, steal the princess's voice.
Mm.
If my plan is to buy a new car.
Yeah.
And then step one of that plan is to fuck the sandwich I have in my fridge.
It's like, a bad beginning. I'm going to be like, hey, dude, think of a new plan.
End goal, great, makes sense.
Yeah.
Step one, let's talk that through. Why?
Let's knock that out.
My plan.
Yeah. You can do the whole plan without Eric. You know, it's just that whole thing. Again, just kill Eric.
Well, it seems like the real...
It's so easy to kill Eric.
It seems like the real result of her plan, though, is Ursula pretends to be Vanessa. Mm-hmm. Ursula gets on that ship. Prince Eric marries Ursula. They sail to the dry land somewhere. Ursula's like, I don't have the sea.
Yeah.
This plan didn't work.
This plan is the opposite of work.
Yeah, unfortunately, now I am a princess in a castle.
Yeah.
Whoops.
This sucks. Surely if she wanted to rule the sea, like what are the domains there? Couldn't she just, like, chuff off to the next part and be like, Triton, we're waging war.
Yeah, the sea's big, so, like, just pick another bit, Ursula.
Yeah. Just give Ariel blap blap two hoppers in the brain.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And maybe do that to Triton while you're at it.
Yeah.
And that crab.
Hey,
Sebastian.
Why do you have a Jamaican accent, but no one else does? Are you from Jamaica?
Leave me alone.
Did you travel here? What's going on?
I'm Sebastian, but I'm not doing the accent, just to be clear. I would never do the accent.
You're not just a random other crab being like, hey, crab solidarity.
Hey, I'm Steve the fucking crab, and I will kill you.
Leave him alone.
Brap, brap, two in the head with a harpoon.
Shooting
gun.
A crab with a shotgun. Wow. Jesus Christ, that rules.
This has been a gun-heavy episode.
It really has. A very murder-heavy episode.
No, that's right. Shooting a crab's not...
Shooting Sebastian is. So, Ursula, squarely in the dom side.
What would a crab look like?
A splatter. A splatter.
Crab juice in a pattern.
Vaporize. To a crab, a shotgun is just a laser. It doesn't know the difference. That's 1 minute is so there, then it is gone.
What's awesome as well is that a crab's always looking forward. So if you pull a shotgun up from above, that crab just is alive 1 minute and isn't the next. In many ways, it's the most humane way to kill a crab.
The crab is in crab heaven. I honestly don't know what happened. What happened?
What the hell? What?
Being a crab rules.
1 second I was on the beach looking for sand to turn into balls. The next second I'm in heaven doing the same thing with cloud, I guess.
What's the rules?
I'm so lost.
An angel comes in, bang.
It's crazy that no one explained to that crab it had died.
Welcome to heaven. What? Yeah, come in. What? Did I die? We don't talk about that.
Don't worry about how. You're here now. That's what matters.
This is what heaven is, beaches, and we need crabs. Come on. All crabs are holy.
You're going to be digging holes and then putting little balls of sand outside those holes for the rest of eternity.
Sick.
That rules.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to do. So yeah. This is good.
Do you guys have birds here? No.
No.
Yes.
It's heaven, idiots. You still can get sassed in heaven.
People rude to you in heaven, but you're like, no, I deserve it.
It's always fair calls.
The crab is a concept of heaven.
Yeah.
Heaven.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, I get it.
I don't understand, like, a human.
Okay.
Heaven, I get the concept.
Paradise
of
is the reward for being a good crab. I'm on board.
I have been a pure crab.
This is where I deserve to go.
Yeah.
So...
Crab heaven.
Ursula on the dumb side. Put forward...
Yes.
Stromboli.
Stromboli? Who?
Stromboli!
Beef Stromboli?
No, the villain...
Yes.
...of the classic 19-whenever Pinocchio.
Yeah.
He is...
I think that actually is the 40s this time.
Hey! If you forgot...
Pinocchio's a warhead!
Pinocchio!
Well, that's the thing. Pinocchio knows, and that's why everyone's depressed.
He's in Italy, isn't he?
Oh, mamma mia.
So if you've forgotten who Stromboli is, which I suspect maybe you have...
Yes. Isn't Pinocchio's villain a whale?
No.
What's that whale's plan? Eat Geppetto and leave?
That whale's plan is be a whale. He just happens to run into Geppetto and Pinocchio and swallow him like Jonah. It's a Bible allegory. So,
does that make Pinocchio
a Christ figure? Yes.
Would you read the Bible more if you just slid it in more? if you just not would you read the Bible? Would you read the Bible more?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If occasionally they just reference Jesus' nose getting bigger, Jesus doesn't lie. As he is Christ.
If instead of Jesus being the Son of God, Immaculate Conception come out of Mary, if they'd been like, Joseph carved Jesus out of a tree, I'd be like, yes, I will read the Bible at least twice as much.
That is interesting. Yes, I want to hear more of this.
So Stromboli is the puppet master, but in fact, in that he is the guy that runs the puppet show that kidnaps Pinocchio and keeps him in a cage and puts him on display.
One of the depressing parts in a depressing movie of a
depressing
puppet boy.
But for some reason, instead of Stromboli being like, I have an alive puppet, like I have literal magic on my hands, he's like, I will do a puppet show where halfway through the show, Pinocchio snips his own strings and walks around on stage.
I mean, that in itself is pretty impressive. I'd be like, a neat magic trick, have a penny?
Yeah, but would you be like, he also, when Pinocchio bows, Stromboli comes out and bows instead, which, you know, come on, Stromboli, wasn't you?
Well, they don't know. They think it's a puppet.
Stromboli, no, I know, but like, you got to bow for the puppet, dude. In a puppet show, you don't like clap and then the guy comes on stage and is like, I was behind it the whole time.
Yeah, you do.
That's usually what happens at puppet shows.
Yeah, because as an audience member, Maybe you're the dumb one. Because that's an audience.
I am at the dumb end of the scale.
Because as an audience member, I'd be like, ah, yes, you've that puppet remember. Master did the puppet thing, and then he did something cool.
Oh, no, he's just to the side.
I know, but as an audience member, I don't know.
Yeah, but
this.
I wouldn't be clapping this guy because he paid everyone.
Do you clap the puppet?
You would clap the puppets.
Have you seen a puppet show?
Yes. And you clap the puppets.
You clap the puppets.
You don't clap the
puppet master.
Not the puppeteers.
Well, you are clapping the puppeteers by clapping the puppets.
But you don't want to see the puppeteers. You only want to see the puppets.
Otherwise, you ruin the illusion.
But that's the point of ending it.
No, you're like, well done, puppeteers. And they know you're applauding them and not applauding the pieces of wood. But it would make sense to applaud Pinocchio because he's alive.
Then I'm just watching a real. Watching a real boy do a real thing. That's not impressive.
Wow, that boy thing. Cool.
You know how you make Pinocchio an impressive show? You shoot him.
You get a hammer and you get his head.
Yeah, because he's not going to die. Pinocchio is the boy who cannot die.
No,
but it's alive.
Yeah, what you do is you string up to one of them.
You get across.
Them circle boy things. Spin him and get the audience members to huck knives.
Yeah, you're like,
Can he feel pain?
No, he can't.
He can't even feel pain. Wait, am I just thinking I'm throwing knives at a puppet? I don't care.
Yeah, but he's alive.
You
he's
don't
like,
know.
How you doing? I'm Pinocchio.
I'm like, what an amazing automaton.
Jackson. Yeah.
Jackson, so we know that this is set at some point in the past where people famously loved the circus and what have you. You know, remember, what's his name? P.T. Barnum.
P.T. Barnum.
B.T. Sternum or whatever. Yeah. He basically just like was like, hey, welcome to my circus, and then like shot a horse and was like, this is the best fucking circus I've ever been to.
Yeah.
If you go see a puppeteer and the puppet cuts off its own strings, does a dance, and bows, I'm giving them my fucking, all my thruppences that I have in my pocket.
My firstborn.
You would be impressed, but it's not the maximum you could do.
Are you kidding
me?
That would be so, you'd be like, this man is a magic boy. I wouldn't assume that wood is alive. I would assume that the person did a great illusion and trick.
Jackson, we've encountered wood and we've encountered puppets before. Yeah. I'm not going to be like, this puppet, it has blown my mind. It must be magic wood.
I would simply just be like, he developed a good, fancy
trick.
But
that's a thing you could prove to people. Chop off his hand for a thruppence.
And
I
then
don't
the
care.
Same thing would happen.
So no matter what Pinocchio did, at no point would you be like, I am witnessing magic. I mean, There's nothing Pinocchio could do.
When he cut off his strings, I'm already thinking that.
Yeah.
Why are we killing this puppet?
But he's on stage.
Yeah.
Kill the puppet and it's more impressive.
If I shoot up... Okay, look. Yeah. I'm doing puppet tricks to the guys like this. Bang. Woo! Oh, I'm still alive. It's a fucking puppet. I'm not shocked.
You don't do it on a stage. You take him out in front of the Lord.
You can only
you give the Lord a pistol. You say, shoot this boy in the head. He cannot die. Lord shoots Pinocchio in the head. Pinocchio cries. And then the Lord's like, wow,
okay.
Cool.
I want you to imagine a plank of wood.
Yes.
You shoot it
I'm
once.
I'm doing it.
Okay, let's assume that it's a perfect straight through and just makes a hole.
Yes.
Okay, now you go to the next. Someone shoots it again. Mm-hmm. It makes another hole.
Yes.
Okay. How many times?
You're full. You're forgetting about carpentry. All you do is you make
a... Jackson.
Yeah.
All right. You got a piece of wood.
Okay.
You shoot it.
Yeah.
How many claps do you give on that?
None.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, but if the wood was like, hello, I am an alive boy, and then someone shot it and it didn't
okay,
die.
Okay, Jackson, you've seen ventriloquism heaps.
Yeah.
You're very familiar with how puppets and ventriloquism works. A plank of wood is like, hello, I am a plank of wood that's alive. Shoot me, I feel no pain. You're
if
just going to assume that
me and the plank of wood can spend the day together, and I can accept that this plank of wood is
alive.
That's
not how a circus works. You can't spend the
day
with
I'm not out of circus. So you're saying a better plan than hosting a puppet show that is impressive that you can do, say, six times in a day with a different audience than to just give it to one person...
A wealthy person.
For the whole day.
For the whole day.
Well, apparently he won't believe it if I don't give it to him for the whole day. That's on you.
You are an absolute moron.
You're a dumb fuck.
Okay.
You
Stromboli.
Are.
Stromboli.
Actually, if I had acquired Pinocchio and I was like, man, that puppet can speak, I would probably do the same plan because, like, I could make money out of this.
Yeah.
And this is a way because, again, if I'm like, yes, I'll make it disappear like a puppet show because if they assume that I somehow made this, I might be like, witch! And then they're going to burn me or try and get my magic juice from my brain or whatever.
Yeah.
That ain't going to fucking happen.
What's up, puppet? Papa fucking alive? Get the Papa Monster, shoot him in the head.
We're gonna get his magic juice from his brain.
And now I gotta go on the lam.
Did you know that also Stromboli thinks Pinocchio will die of old age? It's a really weird line where he's like, and when you get old, I'm gonna chop you up for firewood. What?
It's also like that he thinks he's going to outlive wood.
I love this guy.
Yeah, backs himself.
He's
all right.
He's on everything.
You know, here's something like, wait, he's genius.
Stromboli, dumb shit. Let's take him. Let's put him to the side.
Done.
Okay, let's discuss the owner and perpetrator of Pleasure Island.
Uh-huh. So, okay.
So somebody whose plan it is to get glue and mules to work in mines is to build an elaborate island full of everything a boy could want.
Yes.
Cigars, snooker, and buildings to trash.
And then beer.
Then through some magic to turn those boys into mules.
Yep.
And then chop them up for glue.
Yep.
And then send them to the mines.
Okay.
How is that a better plan than just having mules? It's the Cruella de Vil problem again.
And I'll say, actually, you know what's better? Just feeding the juice to a dog.
That's true.
Combine the two.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Or just like anything, really.
I don't know why it's got to be little boys that you've got to turn into mules to turn into glue.
Take the president's voice or something, give it to this mule dog thing as well. Get all the plants.
Combine them all, baby. Yeah, no, rule the sea.
Because if he's, okay, so he needs glue.
Yeah.
What for? So he's like, it's,
because well, you need glue. It's. We right. make glue during the time from the hooves of horses and mules.
Yeah, okay, I get that. So you're making, that's like a lot of extra boy slash mule.
You're throwing away a lot of good mule meat.
Yeah. Does he have a mule meat business on the side?
What if
dog
he was
food,
making
maybe?
A mule coat?
Oh, I see.
101 mule boys.
Only Cruella had this juice that turned, I assume, orphans into Dalmatians.
She could have turned Roger into a Dalmatian.
Yeah. She would have loved that.
Wrung his neck.
Oh, she would have loved that.
I, for some reason, and this is unpleasant for both me and the audience, so I apologize. But I just can't imagine Cruella killing the dogs anyway, except like hanging them.
Nah, see, I think strangling.
Yeah, I was imagining snapping
bony,
its neck
bony
like a rabbit.
Fingers, like,
yeah.
Yeah, no,
I'm those are how I can imagine she just like kills rats and eats them.
Yeah, well, she's
I'm
got
imagining,
like a
yeah, I'm imagining
mantis
she,
like a, you know,
I'm imagining that she owns gallows in her backyard and she hangs six dogs at a time.
That's intense, but it's very reasonable.
Yeah.
She could probably do more, but that's fine.
Yeah, six is her limit.
Six is pretty low.
All right, so they turn boys into mule.
Yeah, so okay, so
and then from there they go working in the mines.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Again, that's good for gems.
Yeah.
Sure.
And then...
But you're selling the mule to the mine. Okay, so let's imagine for the second the three of us, we put our heads together.
I'm confused.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Do you want me to go through it step by step?
No.
I'm okay,
it's
that's
the, it's
fine.
The mule mine thing that I'm losing me.
Okay.
So they sell the mule to the mines.
Yes.
What do the mines use the mule for?
Like to move stuff around. Kind of like instead of rails and stuff, like a car.
And then when they're done with them, they turn them into glue.
No, in the movie, one half of the mules go to the mines and the other half become glue.
Okay.
Well, that makes sense. Fair,
it's inefficient, but it makes sense. Yeah.
No, but also it makes sense to turn boys into that because if they're sentient, they're going to be better mules.
Well, no. Because a mule does what it's told it's a dumb animal.
Yeah,
if you're an alive boy
mules might
you're
rebel.
Like, my life is hell! I just wanted to smoke cigars.
Yeah, but if I'm like, hey, Jackson Mule.
Yeah.
I got this gun.
Yeah.
You're familiar with the concept of death and mule hell, where you'll absolutely be going.
Yeah.
How about you get some mind done?
They have guns in hell, yes.
Yeah, heaps.
So you're like, you're imagining this guy who sets up Pleasure Island, he's got like regular mules, and he's like, you know what would make these mules move quicker? If they knew I was threatening them with death. The fact that these mules don't know that when I wave a gun in their face, I'm threatening them with death. That's what's slowing this operation down. And I could turn half of the boys I turn into mules into glue.
And that's just easy. And I guess using the mule meat for dog food, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, see?
It's also strange that they lure boys to Pleasure Island with that fox and dog. Like, it's an inefficient way to do it. Just go to an orphanage. What a
Jackson. Yes, also, but the...
If you saw a fox and a dog...
Oh, I'm on... Don't worry, don't get me wrong. On Pleasure Island, I'm a mule immediately loving it.
Yeah.
As I start to turn into a mule, I'm like, oh my God.
Finally,
I get to be a mule boy. And then I'm off to a mine and I'm like, I didn't expect this. I thought this was just Mule Island.
What a treat.
How lucky are we?
Seems
like a...
If you have a drink that can turn a boy into a mule, assuming you have some kind of witch power,
mm-hmm.
you could do a lot with that.
Absolutely.
Like, well, sell it to a puppeteer.
It's weird that Pinocchio gets turned into
step
a mule.
Step right up, have this drink turned into a mule. Give me $5.
Absolute transparency. Would you like to be a mule? Of course you would. Drink the mule juice. And you're like, wow, only a penny.
Mules are carefree.
What could you want as a mule? Nothing, because mules are pure.
Eat from the ground.
Mules will go to heaven.
Whoa, become I want to be a mule.
Skip church, still get in. Yeah. Roll up, roll up.
Roll up, roll up. Be a mule. Come on, boy.
I wonder if there's like
what
any...
What do you want to be when you grow up? Mule?
Who doesn't? I wonder what like level of, like if this is a weird question, but say you're a boy and turn into a mule.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is that better mule meat and mule glue and mule work power than if you're an old man turned into a mule?
Well, presumably it turns into an old man mule.
Yeah, I mean, okay. That's means a lifespan.
Because I was thinking,
what's
if I was
an old mule called?
I think old just, mule. Just an old mule.
Dog shit.
Look at that old mule.
Pathetic.
Yeah, because I was like, maybe you offer it as an alternative to euthanasia. We make you a mule, you work in the mine. You know.
How is that a good alternative to euthanasia?
Would you take it?
No.
No.
Why not?
No, wait, no. What if being a mule's good? Maybe. No,
okay, why do I want... Okay, people don't just ask for euthanasia.
How bad is my back?
That's euthanasia.
Will being a mule be better?
No, I'm not like, wow, I'm healthy and fucking 35 years old.
I thought you meant it just sneaks up on people.
They have a different word for that. It's called murder.
Well, it's the equivalent of a shotgun above a crab.
If euthanasia sneaks up on you, you weren't euthanized.
Okay, so it's old people. And say it's not euthanasia. It's just like, have you reached the end of your life as a man?
Yeah.
Would you like to spend the rest of your life as a mule? And they're like, why not? That sounds like a jolly good time.
That is an experience you'd never had before.
Yeah, exactly.
And
that
is an experience I'd never... Yeah, right.
You use them for glue and for workforce. And
so
then
you trick them.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Well, you're tricking the boys, whatever.
Yeah.
And then they die, and you're like, oh, sorry, they were old.
Hang on,
and everyone's like, yeah, that makes sense.
Hang on. So who's mining the mine?
I don't know. It's never clear. They're just shipped off in crates.
Who mines the mine, man?
Yeah.
Who mules the mule, man?
Because if you're sending these mules to, like, cart stuff, right, you need someone to load that cart.
Yeah.
Mules, no thumbs.
Yeah, mules, no thumbs.
Famously dog shit hands.
Yeah. Yeah. Surely slave labor.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, it is strange.
Child slaves. It's a much better plan for the villain.
This has taken a surprising turn this episode. We were talking about Disney villains. I've all of a sudden become advocates for shooting problems in the head.
Yeah.
Laughed a lot about a crab being obliterated by a shotgun. Now we're just claiming child labor.
Yeah. Well, look, it's not good.
I guess we are pretending to be villains.
Yeah.
If you're a villain.
Pretending.
It's going to be a better plan than the villain's plan. Well, even if it's not child labor or something, imagine you're working in a mine and you're like, we got a brand new shipment of donkeys from Pleasure Island mules or whatever.
Again.
And you open it up and the mule's like, I was once a man.
Because these mules can talk. Aren't
yeah. Yeah. Actually, no. They slowly lose the power of speech. So that's I guess you'd never know.
You might get occasionally one that's a bit too fresh.
Wait a second. Hang on. You know, like, hey, kids, right? Mm-hmm. Now, pretty weak.
Yeah.
They have a bit of a tantrum. Yeah. What are you going to do?
You can pick him up, put him on a shelf.
Put him on a shelf. And they're going to do anything, right?
Yeah. Put him in a hamper. Whatever.
No, he's hitting me big whoop.
Yeah.
Mules kicking.
He is
mule
not
kick.
Wrong.
Yeah, you can't.
That's a lot of people being mule touched, just saying.
You can't have a bin that's labeled timeout zone and pick up a mule and put it in that
no.
bin.
No.
Maybe.
Well, you can do that with a small child.
Maybe I'm misremembering and the mules just become mules. Like the boys don't become alive mules, they just become.
Mule mules.
Yeah, like regular mules.
Yeah, I think that might be correct too.
Well, then just poison a water supply. And you have a town of mules. Yeah, pull a Batman villain.
Yeah.
Poison the city's water supply. Everyone's a mule.
How much if everyone's a mule, no one's a mule. Wait,
what? What if you poison the sea
with
enough so that all the fish turn to mules?
Well, this is what I'm thinking.
Oh, no. Wait, my plan was dumb as shit.
This mule meat going to waste.
That's what you say as the mules start to rise to the surface. Wait, I'm fucking dumb.
Shit.
The mules will definitely drown.
But imagine the amount of glow.
Oh, yes. All you got to do is go through the sea with a big net at this point.
Surely, okay, if you have a drink that turns people into mules, you can either be like, right, if it's a changing of mass. So you're going to like feed It's a rat.
Yeah, yeah,
or
absolutely.
Or make a drink that gives, like, say, the rat mule 8 legs.
Or give the boy the strength of 10 men.
Yeah.
Oh, no, then no, he'll fight you, and Pleasure Island will become a hellhole.
Yeah, yeah,
become
yeah. Become a fight club.
Yeah. It's already becoming with a lot of mule kicking.
Yeah. What I think is strange about Pleasure Island, I don't know, I think it is like they start to drink the beer and they become mules.
Yeah.
But also the movie sort of sets it up like a punishment for the boys enjoying the finer things in life, i.e. cigars. And is that like a weird element of Pleasure Island that they're like, it's funny to imagine Pleasure Island, the sign, like it, but it used to be Mule Island and they've crossed it out and written Pleasure.
How much are they wasting in terms of like, because they've got to give these boys beer, cigarettes,
cigars.
I mean, I guess you're making a lot of glue money.
Yeah, is glue?
Well, you got to transport
famously
there.
Lucrative.
Well, I think glue in those days would be harder to get because you had to kill a mule to get it. Apparently.
And again, if you're flooding the market with all this boy glue,
you can set the price as high as you want.
Not just that, but you're flooding the market. Unless you put like a De Beers and you keep some of that glue behind.
Yeah,
it's the whole diamond thing again.
That's the De Beers.
Yeah, okay. Some of us use fancy words for it. Some of us call it the diamond thing.
That's the company. Just saying. Dumb fucks. I was going to say educated, but nah. I'm...
Sometimes dumb, sometimes clever. That's why he's in the middle.
Would there be,
like, I was just thinking about things. Say this is set during, it seems quite early. There's no cars, cobblestone streets. Say we call it the 1910s at the latest, right?
Ah, yes.
1890s, whatever.
Yep.
Why are you loyal?
I'm hearing about that Kaiser fella.
Could you, instead of turning the boys into mules, turn them into whales? More whale oil, pricier than glue, bada bing, bada boom, you're a millionaire.
Mm. Yeah.
How many whales do I have to, like, how many boys do I have to turn into a mule to turn into a whale to make a profit?
What? No, this is easy.
Yeah.
How turn boys to men and then send those men to war.
Boys
capture
to
the world.
Men.
Yeah. Hey, did I start off?
No, sir.
My plan with this is I got a lot of boys. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to turn them into an animal. Why?
Sure.
Who cares? Yeah. Turn them into men. Now all of a sudden we've just got a huge burst of adults.
Uh-huh.
Then I've got an army.
Uh-huh.
I just
an army that hates you.
Yes.
For stealing their child.
Hey, children, aren't you sick of no one listening to you?
Yeah, and also being a man now. Oh, wait, it hasn't happened yet. Sorry, go on.
So you wish you could be grown up?
Yes, heaps.
Well, I got this potion for you. You get to be a man now.
Sweet. Can I go to war and fight the Kaiser?
Yes.
Sweet. That was also a propaganda ad.
Yes.
Drink the man juice. Go to war. That's what the posters say.
Kill the Kaiser.
That's it. It's cool to learn that each of these Disney movies take place during one of the world wars.
Yeah.
World War One, World War Two, Vietnam.
You know, the world wars. World War Vietnam.
No. Yeah. All right. So I think what we've learned here today is that there's a lot of dumb fuck plans.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe
none dumber than our own.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel the owners of Pleasure Island is beyond Jack. That's pretty stupid.
I still can't get over Jackson's puppeteer shit.
You're gonna
like, I've been responding to your questions since that came up, but that's all that my brain's thinking about.
You applaud the puppets. The puppets represent the puppeteer.
You just don't.
You applaud the puppets, but not the puppeteer. Do you boo when you see the puppeteers? If the puppeteers come at you, then boo them. Show me the puppets again.
Get out of here.
Get out of the way of the puppets.
You're ruining the illusion.
Who are you?
I don't know you. I just watched a show about that wooden fella.
Stop taking credit for the clear wooden fella's work.
The puppets are the heroes. You're ruining it.
It's crying in the front.
Why would you wreck it for me?
Yeah, the
and on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've also been Joel.
Keep on puppeteering, I guess.
Ain't no strings on me.
Thanks for listening, and if you want to follow us on Twitter, you can find us at Sanspants Radio, or you can find us individually. I'm at Douche13.
I'm at Old Dog the Dead.
And I'm at Goddammit Zammit.
If you want to hear our other shows, you can head to SanspantsRadio.com, and you'll find all our other content there. There's heaps, and if you want to support us, head to SanspantsPlus.com. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you again next time. Good night for now.
But not forever.
Kisses.